Legend, the director's cut versus the original theatrical cut. To say that I like the director's cut of Legend better than the theatrical cut would be the understatement of the week, the month, the year. It's just, there's no comparison. It's the biggest leap from what the theatrical version is to what the movie was supposed to be, which is the director's cut. I like it better than almost any director's cut I've ever seen, just in terms of that disparity between what the movie was supposed to be and then what the studio turned it into. They hacked it up. It's supposed to be 2 hours. They cut it down to an hour and a half. They completely changed the score. So Tangerine Dream wrote an entirely new score, which they ladled over the movie. It was originally supposed to be like a real, like, kind of classical orchestral film score, and it works so much better. It's a real movie when you watch the director's cut, instead of this kind of weird, not a pastiche, but it's almost like a weird piece of pop art, or just a piece of pop art, the Tangerine Dream version, as I refer to it sometimes. The theatrical version, the version of the studio put out as opposed to what Ridley Scott wanted. There's also a lot more material. And it's almost 25 minutes longer, but it seems like a whole other hour or two has been added in a good way. Conversations are allowed to play out. The characters have real conversations, and there's a real story here, real momentum. There's real horror in the movie. And things just make more sense because they're more clearly and artistically and cinematically laid out. A lot of this was just completely taken out by the studio, and they rearranged some things, they hacked the movie, cut it down, changed the score. Those are the two big changes, but it changes everything. The score and the editing are two of the most essential parts of filmmaking, and once you see what the movie was supposed to be, or once I saw what the movie was supposed to be, it completely rearranged my thinking about it, or it completely changed my thinking about it. It's a different movie, and it's a much better movie. And I already loved Legend, mostly for the visuals, but now I can appreciate it as the real movie that it was supposed to be, instead of this weird, I don't want to say campy, but this weird 80s... synthy movie. The studio, I guess, was trying to make it more populist, but they just ended up turning it into something that just wasn't very good at times and wasn't what it was supposed to be, and that's how everyone thought of Legend for a long time, which is unfortunate. People thought of it as a bad movie, as a failure. You know, Ridley Scott failed after Blade Runner, which they, at the time, also saw as a failure. It's now considered a masterpiece. I think Legend, especially with the director's cut out there, put out by Arrow. I just ordered the Blu-ray from Amazon. It looks and sounds fantastic. I think it was always a cult movie, but I think it's gained respect. It has grown in people's estimations over the years, and people can now truly, fully appreciate it as the great movie that it is. And I think people will just be more able to see it that way now. And I think people do see it that way more now, in general. It's seen by more people as the great movie that it is, or it's seen as more of a great movie than it once was, which is more accurate, because it is a great movie, if that makes sense.
This has been a production of Reptilian.